Hi, this is Byron from This Is Fashionable.
And this is Jake from This Is Fashionable.
And welcome to another episode of This Is Fashionable podcast, covering the week's events. Now, if you listened to one of our podcasts previously, you will know this is quite a fun punk podcast that we like to do. And it covers everything that happens within the UAE that we find fashionable for men within this region and beyond, basically. So this week, we'll touch on a couple of events that we attended. Really strong events, actually. Contrasting events. We had the opportunity to visit a game event, which was in Dubai. And then we quickly bounced along to Taste of Dubai. So for this podcast, for this week, we'll be talking about those two events. But we'll also discuss kind of what's on the calendar for next week, what is a very, very hot time of the year in terms of events and also for fashionable items.
If we can fit it all in.
If we can fit it all in, that's the operative word, if. So let's bounce straight in. Let's start talking about kind of the gaming event that we attended. Now, I'll admit, we went to the gaming event expecting one thing, but we found something very, very different.
Drastically different. It was on the Dubai calendar, it was showcased as a big gaming event.
Ta-da!
Yeah, and when we got there was about maybe four small desks with games on it. There was booths that had clothes. MGM was there, showcasing their films. Obviously, nothing to do with gaming. Many random stands there. I mean, to be fair, they had some talks going on with regards to the gaming industry.
Yeah.
But because of the way they were laid out, we couldn't cover all of them.
Think of it in the case of if you were to turn up to a room and see tumbleweed flying through that room, it would perhaps be a little bit more entertaining. But we are going to return later on today, so we're hoping the competition element of the game event will be a little bit more exciting than the exhibition because, for want of a better word, the event was drastic.
To be honest, I'm going to give a little bit of a Ghostbusters quote. We don't want to cross the streams because those two events, although we met the guy there, they're two separate events.
Very, very separate. Let's hope that they're so separate they're unrecognisable.
For sure.
So that was the first event. It wasn't a complete and utter mismatch in terms of time spent. We did have the opportunity to network with a couple of organisations that were there. But in terms of an event that we would deem as fashionable, this is definitely not that. So we'll skip past that.
Harsh but true.
Yeah, we want to be opinionated. So that's what we're saying, and that's what I'm sticking to. So
maybe they'll fix up next year.
Well, let's hope that they improve that next year. What was cool was that we managed to meet one of the guys who is organising the gaming portion of it.
And
Saeed was a cool dude, no?
Yeah, very, very.
And he talked about kind of the plans to have more gaming activities here in UAE. What is a strong gaming community but perhaps is underrepresented in terms of the amount of events that are happening here. And so he wanted to push forward and had support from loads of local organisations trying to build a gaming
community
here.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking to... I know a little bit about gaming, obviously.
Tell me about the gaming.
They have... internationally, there's a thing called the CPT, the Capcom Pro Tour.
Yeah.
And they, basically, it's all of Capcom's fighting games.
Right, okay.
And there's a, this year's the largest pool prize of $500,000.
As in cash money?
Cash money, but that's spread over several events.
Yeah.
But the main event being Capcom Cup, and there's quite a significant portion of that as the winning prize. But there's no real representation for that here. There's loads of shisha cafes here where video games are set up, and you see people playing obviously FIFA and Pro and definitely Ultra Street Fighter 4 and soon to be 5. So there's a massive participation here, but it's not being rewarded, so he's looking to capitalize on that So it's a beautiful thing.
And good luck with him on that. I know it's going to be quite a difficult task, but...
This is probably going to go into two podcasts, isn't
it? No, this is definitely stretched into two podcasts, because what we haven't done is touch on the second event that we attended this week. Taste of Abu Dhabi. Now, Taste of Abu Dhabi, for those who have not been before, not attended, are probably wondering, why is it fashionable? I tell you why it's fashionable.
Food is always fashionable.
Food is sexy. And because food is sexy, the ability to cook food or prepare food or at least take your significant other to an eatery that is going to impress them, both with the presentation of the food, the tastes, the flavours, and also the environment, is definitely something that you guys, that us guys, need to pay close attention to. Now, on your anniversary, on Valentine's Day, don't make the mistake of grunging out
and going to McDonald's.
That's not going to work in your favour. Not that McDonald's classic range is not a bad option, but I wouldn't suggest you do that for a special event. Obviously, you know that. So, going to places like Taste of Dubai gave us an opportunity to meet quite a number of different eateries, quite a number of different restaurants, a few celebrity chefs as well, which we'll touch on both on this and on the next podcast. And what we found was, you know, the restaurant environment is really very friendly in terms of everyone is so hospitable. For obviously, sure. You'd expect that, but everyone really is.
But let me ask you, I mean, this was my first taste in the region, but you've obviously been to Taste of Dubai as well as Taste of Abu Dhabi. How do you think they compare?
It's interesting. There's quite a number of food events or food exhibitions or showcasing exhibitions that are here in the UAE. I know Time Out do quite a large segment and do the What Chef Awards as well. So I've been to that, and I've been to Taste Dubai and Taste Abu Dhabi now, obviously. How it compares, in answer to your question, Jake, I think Taste of Dubai is bigger. I think more eateries commit budgets and have an interest in showcasing their restaurants at in Dubai. But that I think is because it's so competitive in Dubai. Not saying that Abu Dhabi isn't, but it really is very competitive. We've got a plethora of choice of really nice fine dining or executive dining restaurants and eateries here in Dubai. So naturally, Taste of Dubai is a larger event ran by the same people, but no, it was really good, really solid. Some really nice restaurants that are there, and we had the opportunity to speak to a few celebrity chefs as well.
We need to big up shout out.
We can't shout out unless they're paying us. No, we're not paying us.
Well, so, I was going to say we need to shout out Hugsy, right, presenter extraordinaire. Covered the whole show, did a fantastic job.
You'll be able to catch that his interviews online as well at thisisfashionable.com, so make sure you keep it locked.
Yeah, but he did really well covering and hosting the Dubai Taste. Abu Dhabi Taste, sorry.
He did, yeah. He was hosting the whole event, and in the time that he was not on stage, he was able to come along with us and help capture some of the interviews with some celebrity chefs. Speaking on that, we had the opportunity to speak to Suzanne Husseini, really cool lady. She is a celebrity chef. She's Kate also Boy. Yeah. We also had the opportunity to speak to Kate Boy, who is Eric Lanard. He was really cool as well. And we had the opportunity to speak to Valentine Warner, who is by all accounts Mr. Top Chef. So on the second part of this podcast, we'll be going through all of those details. So keep it locked and listen to the two as opposed to just one. So, for Taste, with your first experience of Taste, what did you think of the event, Jake?
Well, I'll try and do this in less than a minute.
Yeah,
it was really good. My first experience, as you said, it was nice. The Whalers were there, obviously, showing off their talents. So that was interesting to see. And there were many different cuisines on show. Quite a broad range, so... Yeah, I guess we'll go into that in a little bit more detail on the next one. But yeah, it was a good experience for me.
Absolutely. It was really strong, really solid. We'll be stay tuned, because we'll be locking into another podcast right after this one. Podcast number 2, talking specifically about Taste and also about the events that we've got to run this week, which are many, 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 many. So keep it locked.
Remember, there was a lot.
Remember, this is fashionable.